Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If I had got shot at 21, what would the family have said? Oh, that's strange. What is that? And a lot of the religious family would have just said, God's ways are mysterious. And you just never know. But none of it was the will of God. Oh, do you see the difference? None of it was the will of God. So what did he say? You want to live a long time? You want to have a lot of good days? Just good day after good day after good day into your 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s and past the century mark. Huh? Good health. Good days. Good life. What's the first thing he said? Watch your mouth. You can't talk about dying young. You can't talk about all that stuff year after year. I don't care what you think you're playing. It's nothing to play about. Right. You talk about living, you open your mouth and you say, I will not die, but I will live and declare the work and glory of God. And with long life, he will satisfy me and show me his salvation. What if you said that every time you thought about dying young? Then you've got other spiritual laws set in motion that no matter how much the devil tries to take you out young, he cannot, because it cannot be changed at this time. Spiritual laws have been set in motion that the devil cannot change at this time. So you missed the car wreck, and you missed the crime, and you missed the disease, and you recovered from the illness that he intended you to die from. Why? Because spiritual laws were set in motion long ago. And they cannot be changed at this time, which means you live. And it goes well with you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Aren't you glad you believe this instead of the other stuff? Y'all are just confused. I don't feel confused. Y'all are just excited. Yeah, that's right. We're excited. We're happy about it. Number one, verse 13, keep your tongue from evil. That covers a lot of ground. And your lips from speaking guile. What is guile? Huh? Deception. Deception. Oh, man. There are few things you could do worse in life than to tell a lie. Could you cut your life short by telling lies? Could you cause your life to be bad instead of good by telling lies? According to this, yeah. Two things. Don't talk bad stuff and don't talk lies. Deception. Then, verse 14, depart from evil. And here's the next thing. And what?
Do good.
Say it out loud.
Do good.
Do good. Now, last week we talked about this. And then feel like we got through. We need to continue on into this today. How many believe that we are to do good?
Yes.
Now, let's back up from this. You'll see. And boy, the further we go with this, I can see the wisdom of God, how he's putting all this together for us. His dealing with us to emphasize seed and sowing is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, this is your life. He said, how did he start off doing this? He said, you know, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And if you reverence the Lord, you won't want any good thing. And who of you would like to see good days and have a good life? Now, I'm just paraphrasing. Then among other things, what does he say? Do good. Now let's just back up. Are you wanting to reap good?
Yes, sir.
Then what?
Good.
So good. Can you see this?
Yes.
He started out by saying, who among you wants to see good days? Wants to have a good life? Go with me over to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 3. Thank you, Lord, for your word. 1 Peter 3 and 10. This is New Testament quoting of what you and I just read and applying it to us under the new covenant. Verse 10. He that will love life. Now let's just stop right here. Does that mean you'd be enjoying your life?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love life. And what? That's not a good day when you got 5 tubes in you and you're delirious in the hospital bed for the 40th day. That's not a good day. It's not a good day when you didn't get any sleep last night because it looks like you're about to lose everything you got. Huh? That's not a good day. It's not a good day. Something bad happening to your kids. Do you want to love life? Enjoy life and see what?
Good days.
What kind of days?
Good days.
Good days. Well, God's a good God.
Yeah.
So what's his will?
Good
days. Good days. Let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile, no deception. And let him eschew evil and what?
Do good.
Let him seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord's against them that what?
Do evil.
Well, you're going to be blessed the same whether you do bad or whether you do good. No, you're not. Now, this is something we need to clarify. You cannot do enough good works to be saved. And because of that, people have just kind of thrown off good works and thought, well, you know, they don't save you anyway. Well, they do make a difference what kind of life you have. And they do determine how much reward you get. Are you listening? No, they don't save you. But since there's been so much emphasis that we are saved by grace through faith and not of works, a lot of people have just completely ignored works. Well, then, you know, works are not important. Oh, yes, they are. They're very important. Your salvation's not based on it, but it does affect what kind of life you have here.
Yes.
And it does affect your reward later.
Yes, sir.
The Bible talks about individuals that will be saved, yet so is by fire. And the implication is that they're saved, but that's it. No reward. You understand? And there are some people that'll be saved. And a lot of folks say, well, that's all I care about. If I can get in, that's good. Well, you say that now. Nope. We care about it. God cares about it. Let him do good. In verse 13, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of what? That which is
good.
Good. Said out loud, do good.
Do good.
Do good. Well, doing good is sowing good, isn't it? And then what happens after you sow good, you're sowing it, you're sowing good things, you're sowing good things happening for other people, doing good, are you planting seed? What's going to happen? It's going to come back on you. Read it again in Ephesians. We read this last week. Let's read it again. Ephesians. 6th chapter, verse 7, 6, 7, Ephesians. He said, with good will, doing what?
Service.
Have you heard that word before?
Yes.
Service.
Yeah.
Do you understand why the Lord directed us to have service teams?
Yes.
Is it important?
Yes.
Doing service, how? As to the Lord. And not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Amen. When you do good things for other people, is that the end of it?
No.
Will it affect you?
Yes.
How?
Good.
The same kind of good thing is going to come back on you. The Lord said so. Didn't he? If you're there for somebody in their hour of need when they're down and you encourage them and you help them get through that thing, what's going to happen? Anytime you ever need help, it's going to be there for you. Glory to God. You know, we're a relatively young church. And somebody asked me the other day, they said, well, how many, you know, staff do y'all have? And how many, you know, volunteers and staff? And I told them, and they thought, well, I thought you'd have had a bigger staff than that. I said, well, we got X amount of volunteers. They thought, whoa, how many? We got some help around here.
Amen.
You know what? Phyllis and I sowed help.
Amen.
For decades.
Amen.
And glad to do it. Honored to do it. But we've never lacked for help. We've never wanted for help. And I can just see multiplication of help. Multiplication. Just us, two little people, sowed some help, but now thousands of help. Is that the principle?
Yes.
Sowing and reaping.
Yes.
Seed time and harvest.
Yes.
Would you like to always have plenty of help in anything and everything that you need to do and want to do?
Yes.
What should you think?
Sow.
I got to sow help. The Lord dealt with me when we first started this ministry. He said, in order to do this ministry, you're going to have partners, and a lot of them. You know what the first thing he told me to do?
Be a partner.
Not sit down and write a letter and say, would you be my partner, please, please, please. He said, you be a good partner. You sow partnership. You increase your partnership and you be faithful. I don't care if it's $5 or $10. You have it there every month and you have it on time and you do it in faith. You be a good partner. So there's a lot of ministers. They want their people to pray, but they don't pray. They want their people to give, but they don't give. They want their people to work, but they won't do anything. Doesn't work that way. Said it doesn't work that way. Do it. Sow it, and it'll come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will men give into your bosom. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me